Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll listen to some rags, fulfill some requests, and listen to this past week in recording history. And listen carefully in the second segment of the show to find out how you can win a CD of Green's Novelty Orchestra. Scott Joplin's date of birth is often cited as November 24, 1868, and that's what I had in my database of birthdays that I used to help compile the show. So when I went to put this week's show together, there was Scott Joplin's name. But according to the Scott Joplin International Ragtime Foundation, that date is not correct, and we don't really know exactly when or where Joplin was born. But nonetheless, we're going to start off this edition of the show with some rags. Now, of course, Scott Joplin never made any audio recordings, but I do have a number of vintage recordings of his most famous composition, Maple Leaf Rag. Here's the Halfway House Orchestra.
Thank you.
And his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra recording for Brunswick on July 28, 1928, a session that resulted in six issued sides, that one being Cannonball Rag, written by Joseph C. Northup in 1905. Before that, it was the Bugle Call Rag, written by Billy Myers and Elmer Scobel, performed there by Abe Lyman's California Ambassador Hotel Orchestra on August 2, 1923. Bugle Call Rag was preceded by Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra and Cater Street Rag, a Benny Moten composition, recorded May 14, 1925. We started the show with arguably the most popular rag ever written, Scott Joplin's Maple Leaf Rag. That was the Halfway House Orchestra recording in New Orleans on September 25, 1925. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week I played We'll All Go Riding on a Rainbow by Madame Tussaud's Dance Orchestra, and in looking for that record I came across a number of other songs having to do with rainbows. So for no particular reason, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about rainbows. Well, there actually is a reason, which I'll tell you about at the end of this set. Thank you.
of the moon. Get under a rainbow and whistle a tune. Keep laughing at troubles, forget them and sing. They're nothing but bubbles, they don't mean a thing. Why should you be sighing for things you can't get? Keep trying, and you'll get them yet. Reach out for a rainbow instead of the moon, and good fortune will follow you soon.
Smith Ballou with The Rounders, a Harry Reaser pseudonym, and The Rainbow Man from June 5th, 1929. The Rainbow Man was written by James F. Hanley and Eddie Dowell and was preceded by Earl Burnett and his orchestra November 8, 1929, and Reach Out for a Rainbow. Reach Out for a Rainbow was written by Sidney Mitchell, Archie Gottler, and Con Conrad, and is from the now-lost 1930 Fox picture Let's Go Places, which also featured the boop-boop-ba-doop-ba-doo trot. We began that rainbow set with a pretty little tune by Robert Levinson and Vincent C. Plunkett called Pretty Little Rainbow. I chose that particular record because it was by Rudy Weedoff playing saxophone and George Hamilton Green on xylophone. George Hamilton and Joe Green are the greatest xylophone performers who ever lived, and their nephew, Lou Green, listens to the show and has generously provided a number of CDs of the Green Brothers' vintage recordings, and I'm going to give away three of them this week. All you have to do to have a chance to win is send an email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. No jingles to write, no 25 words or less, just an email letting me know your name and where you're from. Three lucky listeners will be randomly selected from all emails received by midnight Saturday, December 1st, and will each receive a free CD. So send your email entry to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, and you can find out more about the Green Brothers and Lou Green at Lou's website, www.greensmusic.com. That's greensmusic, all one word, .com. Good luck. Listener Jack in Oldham, England, sent an email last week requesting The Peanut Vendor by Jack Payne. So here for listener Jack is a set of Peanut songs, beginning with Gene Rodemick's orchestra.
Peanut. If you haven't got bananas, don't be blue. Peanuts in a little bag are calling you.
Don't waste them, no tummy ache. You'll like them when you awake.
For at the very break of day, the peanut vendor's on his way.
That warning, that whistle blows.
Through every city, town, and country lane, you'll hear him sing his plaintive little strain. And if he goes by, to you he'll say,
big jumbos, big double ones, come buy those.
Peanuts roasted today,
come buy those.
Freshly roasted today, if you're looking for a moral to his song, 50 million little monkeys can't be wrong.
Life is like a mournful tune, and all I do is spend my lonely evenings throwing peanuts to the moon. Strolling down the lane, I dream again of those lovely nights in June. Now all I do is spend my lonely evenings throwing peanuts to the moon. I throw them to the skies, make my poor hopes rise. I sigh when I see them fall. Just like my love dreams, they fall. When I lost you, I lost all. For since you went away, each day seems gray. I'll be going crazy soon. 'Cause all I do is spend my lonely evenings throwing peanuts to the moon. Thank you.
I don't know why they would be, but there you have Brian Lawrence and his Lansdowne Orchestra throwing peanuts to the moon on July 21st, 1937. Before that, by request of listener Jack in Oldham, England, it was Jack Payne and his BBC Dance Orchestra, February 23rd, 1931, and the song that started a Latin music craze in the U.S., El Manicero, written by Moises Simon. The English title is The Peanut Vendor, and the vocal trio of Jack Payne, Bob Busby, and Bob Manning sang the Marion Sunshine and L. Wolfe Gilbert lyrics. The Peanut Vendor was featured in the 1931 picture Cuban Love Song. We started off that Peanut set with Gene Rodemick's orchestra with an unidentified vocal duo, November 20th, 1923, and Hot Roasted Peanuts, written by Charlie Tobias, Henry Tobias, and Louis Burrow. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on Wellsford Radio and Warkworth Radio, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Listener Marty from up in the San Francisco Bay Area sent a nice email requesting Lila in honor of his mother, whose name was Lila, albeit with a slightly different spelling. So, as Stan Freberg says on his 1957 Lawrence Welk parody, Wonderful, Wonderful, here's some medley based on the names of girls.
Say, Puss, have you heard about Helen Smith?
Why, no, I haven't, Bill.
Well, they say she's become very religious.
Religious? I can't imagine that. Tell me about her.
Why, every time she sees a hymn, she takes up a collection. I fall down.
Oh, don't fall down, Bill. Here's good news. No more blues. Sweet Lila's in town.
Listen, Puss, I heard that too. You know, good news travels around.
For a thrill, wait until she passes you by.
I would stake my reputation that she catches your eye. Who's got a sugary,
sweet personality?
Lila. Lila. Wonderful, nothing less.
Bundle of happiness.
Lila. Who has her picture taken wherever she goes?
Who's on the candy boxes of Harlem?
What's Lila?
Who's just the kind of girl?
Steps the boys' hearts a whirl. Lila.
Look at them fall for her.
Gentlemen all prefer
Lila.
You know.
Well, I know.
She's so.
Oh, oh, oh.
Up to the minute, there's nobody in it with Lila. And what's more, she's got a beautiful smile.
Well, heavenly eyes.
Kissable lips.
And what's more, she's got a sociable mind.
And a regular paw.
Oh, they bought her a car.
Say, Lila's got them all rootin'.
And is she worth it? You're tootin', boy.
Sugary, sweet personality, huh?
Well, tell me, who?
Why, it's Lila.
Wonderful, nothing less. A bundle of happiness.
Yes, sir, it's Lila. And do you know that she has her picture took wherever she goes?
Yes, and I hear that she wins the prize in all the beauty shows.
Lila, when there's a gang around, who do they hang around? Lila. Who would they like to steal? Who has that sweet appeal?
Lila.
You know, I know. She's so, oh, 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 up to the minute, there's nobody in it with Lila.
Thank you. why, they're all silly, silly over little Lily, yes, sir. And almost every evening, there is someone at her door bent on spooning and always crooning. They all say, Lily, why, you're the lily that is growing down deep in my heart. Yes, sir, why, I'll go daffy-dilly, daffy-dilly, if I thought, little Lily, that we should part. Say, don't hesitate, dear, and make me wait, dear, because you know, oh, you know my love is true. Say, Lily, 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 don't be silly, no, no, won't you say, say I love you.
And the clouds will roll away. See the honeymoon a-shining down. We should make a date with Parson Brown. So Liza, Liza, name the day when you belong to me and the clouds will roll away. Thank you.
down, nice girl, but don't bring Lulu. You can bring Rose with a turned up nose, but don't bring Lulu. Lulu always wants to do what we boys don't want her to. When she struts her stuff around, London Bridge is falling down. You can bring cake or a pot of hot steak, but don't bring Lulu. Lulu gets blue and she goes cuckoo like the clock upon the shelf. She's the kind of smarty who breaks up every party. Hullabaloo, don't bring Lulu, I'll bring her myself.
Lila, Lily, and Liza are okay, but don't bring Lulu. That was Nathan Glantz and his orchestra with the vocal by Chick Strawn and Don't Bring Lulu from around March 24th, 1925. Before Lulu, we heard Scrappy Lambert with Sam Lennon's I Pan a Troubadour's July 9th, 1929, and Liza, one of 27 songs hastily composed by George Gershwin with the lyrics by Ira Gershwin and Gus Kahn for the musical Showgirl. Showgirl opened at the Ziegfeld Theater on July 2, 1929 and ran for 111 performances. Before that, it was the high-headed tragedian of song, Ted Lewis, singing about Lily on February 6, 1927. Lily is from the musical review Rufus Lemaire's Affairs, which opened at the Majestic Theater on March 28, 1927 and closed less than 2 months later. Martin Bruins wrote the tune and Ballard MacDonald the lyric. We began that medley based on the names of girls with Lila, written by Archie Gottler, Charlie Tobias, and Maceo Pinkard, and performed there on March 19, 1928, by Bill Hawley and Puss Donahue, about whom I'm afraid I know absolutely nothing. It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Joe Ward's Swanee Club Orchestra. Thank you.
There's a farm called Misery, but of that I'll have none, because I know of one, it's always full of fun. They call this one Jollity, believe me folks, it's great, for everything sings out to me as I go through the gate. All the little pigs they grunt and howl, the cats meow, the dogs bow wow, everybody makes some row down on Jollity Farm. All the little birds go tweet, 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 the lambs all bleat, shake their feet, everything's a perfect treat down on Jollity Farm. Regular in habit, the cock begins to crow, and the old buck rabbit says I'm a dodio doe. All the little ducks go quack, 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 the cows all moo, the bull does too, everyone says how do you do down on Jollity Farm. He'll rush, but he only grumbles when they try bobbing his brush. Thank you.
Before I announce those songs, I want to remind you that all you need to do in order to have a chance to win the Green Brothers CD is to send an email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, @rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Joe Ward's Swanee Club Orchestra and Traffic Jam from November 19, 1928. Traffic Jam was written by Pat McCarthy, but just who Pat McCarthy, Joe Ward, or anyone in the band is, we have no idea. Next, it was Jack Hilton and his orchestra and Jollity Farm, written by Lawrence Wright from November 21, 1929. The vocalist was Leslie Cerrone, one half of the two Leslies, the other being Leslie Holmes, who brought us several other eccentric gems, including Oompa Oompa, Louisiana, and Don't Be Cruel to a Vegetable. We finished up with Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra and Sweet Thing from November 19, 1926. The vocalist was June Cole, who played brass bass in the band. Sweet Thing was written by Ralph Williams, Herman Kahn, and Joe Vergis. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.